Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thanks for joining me. Wow, it looks crooked. Can't start the thing like that. What's up? How's everybody feeling? Good, good, good. I can hear the positivity. I can hear the good vibrations. Dope. Shout out first and foremost to Precent in East New York that put together the Father's Day luncheon to honor all dads for Black History Month pre-Father's Day. Just giving us our flowers that we deserve year round. That was big. It was on News 12. I showed the little clip if you follow me on my social media. So I just wanted to take a second for that. Fire. Okay, any guests that want to offer their services, any category or any promotion, I'm here to support. You can be a guest. Shout me in my email, quietiskept80@gmail.com. Let's do the damn thing. As you can see, my last guest, Attorney Farrah Mitchell, we did the live on it. I uploaded it. Had a little difficulties with that because I don't usually go live, but you can go live and still get it done. I was grateful for that. So go check out the last episode and get all her info if you need an attorney. That was very informative. I was digging that. All right? So let's check in. Mental and physical stimulation. Stop lying to ourselves, fellas. It's heavy. What are we looking for? What are we looking for? Is that a question for the ages? Is that a general question? Well, I'm gonna talk for my era. When you get to this stage of life, and everyone that gets to this point get there at different times. Prior to that, we think we know what we want and we think we know what we need. There is a challenge, a heavy one, to combine these two. I don't want to base it on how you was raised or what you saw, even though we know that that's very influential into what's important to you. But I keep it a buck with me. It's always been about trying to find both in one person. Mental and physical stimulation. Fellas, we've fumbled this bag quite a few times because when we got the physical stimulation, a lot of us bypassed the mental stimulation. At some point in our life, we gave the physical stimulation more importance and stood tall on it. Like, look, this is what's energizing my soul, so this is what I want. We'll work on the mental. We'll move things around. You know, we'll treat it as like, it'll get there. It'll get there. It's bullshit, fellas. It's bullshit. So, we have the experiment of the mental stimulation. Sad to admit, when you get that, that should hold more weight. Then, again, it depends on where you at in life. What stage have you gotten to? So, when you get the mental, the physical was sometimes not strong enough. And this is the battle of life. Do women battle this just as much as we do? Maybe. Which one are we willing to sacrifice? Not all the way, but what can take the back seat? You have a very good mental stimulation, damn near perfect. Well, at least it's where you want it to be. The physical is, does that combination work? people of a certain age and stage, we'll probably roll dice on that. Some of us in the middle, and some of us still young whippersnappers, physical is all that. Physical stimulation is present. The mental, not so much. Will we roll the dice with that? Shit is rough out here. So, when do you break this down and say, this ain't gonna work? Or do you withstand the test of time and make it work? Not to say all women, I kinda expose y'all a little on this. I feel like y'all can do that way better than us. Pick a side. And they'll probably say they pick the mental side, because it's all mental for them, mostly. Fellas, it's complicated for us, because we want to keep it a bean and say, yo, physical is the thing. I need to be physically stimulated all the way to really fuel this relationship. I don't think there's an age limit on that. The maturity makes us say we yearn for the mental stimulation as well. Can we find proper balance to get them to be almost good enough in the physical stimulation as they are mental, and just work it out from there? Dating sites and I guess the workplace. These are places where you can find people with similarities that are like yours, which helps make the mental stimulation possible. Gotta have similarities. Now, how you tie in the physical with that? Because they don't need dating sites or the workplace for the physical stimulation. You could get that anywhere, fellas. Hanging out, social media. Dating sites, work. We have many places to get the physical stimulation. But to get that mental, I could stay here all long. I mean, I could stay here long. This could be the whole episode by itself, because it's definitely a puzzle. So you got to decide, balance, lean towards one. That's it. Pick one. Or learn balance. Think the balance is the only one that's going to really stand the test of time. Some people are fake with themselves. Ouch. Let's not water this down. You know, they say, when you have to face yourself in the mirror, that's harder than facing anybody else. Because you can go on your day-to-day, you can go on your life journey and portray any character, portray any behavior you would like to your peers, co-workers, etc. And do a stellar of a job. But when it comes time, in those moments alone, mirror or not, the real deal is present, sitting right next to you, tapping you on the shoulder. This is going to take a lot of extensive work. Every episode I've mentioned therapy. Is that always the go-to? Maybe. Journal. Write your thoughts and feelings out. That sounds very judged, doesn't it? That's like women advice. Is a man really doing that? He feels too barbaric to do that. But bottom line, you need to do something, because that fake with yourself shit, You're gonna blow. Something going. You're gonna snap. You're gonna fully shut down. It's gonna get heavy, dogs. So I would really look at a statement like that and question your inner self, your actual self, to your privacy. You know, you don't have to bring nobody in on this, but really ask yourself. You can sit there, you know, old folks used to say you could talk to yourself is when you answer yourself, you're crazy. But I would think you was not normal if you never have a conversation with yourself. I think that's fine. Figure it out. Why aren't we grateful for the things or the support we do get? Won't say it so maliciously like we don't at all. We aren't at all grateful. But I know it goes back to a little of who we view as equal or close to equal, because we should never be putting nobody above us. So whoever our equals are, and I'm talking to the fellas, and your peers, you want the flowers from them. And the choice of women we select, that we highly select on the high end, that's where we want it from. But we should still praise the people beneath, and I don't want to use the word beneath, like they're really below us. The ones you may think are not on your level, fellow guys and peers, and the women who you don't consider to be a candidate. Flowers come, listen, flowers are purchased by all types. You understand me? So whoever delivers the flowers have the same scent, they're the same weight, and have the same look. So whether I won't name any names or throw any judgment in for who you feel is on your level or higher and who's not on your level and lower, the flowers are the same no matter who does the delivery, is my point. So be grateful for who's ever giving you your just due. You need to use that. That ties in with the fake with yourself. Last thing I spoke about. Because now you start to get your moto and mojo running and realize you're better than you're giving yourself credit for. This competitive world, this thing we have to be, greatness, purpose, drive. It can become sickening to a point because, yeah, in business, it's good to never settle. It's good to stay hungry. But you have to have balance. You have to say, I do feel like I'm getting shit done. I do feel like I've withstand a lot. I do feel like it's gonna get better, but if it didn't, I'ma at least maintain right here. And that's with forces unknown. Not that you should stop trying to push through. I'm just saying, some people's journey and some people's purpose has a cutoff point. You know, if a swimmer, your Mike Phelps, if he races in the same waters and his first time he did the round in 3.8 and he keeps doing the same thing and 2.5 is the seam wear, that's it. Like he can't get it done any faster than 2.5 from 3.8. And although he's aiming high and he wants to keep doing better and he keeps practicing, he keeps going, if 2.5 is the number, then 2.5 is the number. Should you beat yourself up? Social media and all these networks have you feeling, you're taking it out of context. Yes, aim high. Sky is not the limit. But you also got to know when it's like, yo, I know I put my all. I know I fought. I know I stood tall. This may be it. But keep that same energy to stay there, though. You see, the problem is you can't come up, get complacent, because you may fall back. You may drop a few notches. So that may be the message that's being sent when you watch these other YouTubers and podcasts and whatever. Just don't lose it. If that is the best you can achieve, keep the energy and keep the drive to stay there. Don't fall back to where your 2.8 seconds is now 3 seconds. You know you could get 2.8. So if you're not going to get any better than 2.8, maintain the 2.8 is all I'm saying. But be grateful for whoever does see you, hear you, feel you. It's for a reason. It's for a reason. If the gift you always wanted came in a dirty, torn up box, would you still not love the gift? Think about that. Pleasure is not for free. Fellas, ladies, this may be the first universal, neutrally, I'm talking to both of you. Whatever you think you're getting over on, or whatever you think is to your advantage, where you're putting little to no effort, or the effort you are putting isn't genuine. And I'm not judging. I'm not acting like I haven't been there. I'm not acting like shit don't happen. You ask for forgiveness, maybe. I'm not saying that karma don't exist. But just know, it ain't for free. So if you're getting, I hate to use the word getting over, but if you're enjoying shit right now, with no work put in, or the work you're putting in is not genuine, watch your back. I mean, I'm not watering that down. That's just as real as it comes right there. When I say watch your back, I don't know. But I don't know what's going to come for you or what's going to happen. But just be aware that it's not free. We may rock out for a minute. You may be rocking out so long that you look listening to me right now and thinking I'm bugging, I'm crazy. Or you might be psyching yourself out, being fake with yourself, and thinking that you are being genuine, that you mean no harm. This whole world is a me. Me. It's about me, mostly. It takes certain events, come to certain realizations, to figure out that that ain't gonna play. Happiness or fulfillment, that ain't gonna play. Happiness, it may play for that, but it's not gonna play in the fulfillment department. Otherwise, I feel like you're being fake with yourself. So take that gem. Pleasure is not free. Believe it or not, your story has multiple writers. Wow. So, you know, back to the journal, if you're writing things down, you may come across where you might could write a book out this bitch. Story of your life. That shit ain't directed by just you. The multiple writers or everybody you interact with, deal with, has a part in your life. Yes, their story's their story. But their part that they played in your life makes them a writer in your shit too. And you are a writer in theirs. This might be too deep for you. Don't let this go over your head. Whoever's in your life, I'm talking about from the most smallest time of your life or importance that you feel that it was in your life to the most important, they had a hand in writing your story. Think about that. Now, do they all get the love and the flowers? some things are lessons learned. So you really shouldn't be too mad and be too regretful. What died? What happened? Oh. Damn. Good thing I got the plug right here. That's never happened in the episode. I never even heard that sound. We backlit. So, understand that. So this, you could accomplish a lot. And you can say, you know, I did it on my own. Who was shooting with me in the gym? I had no handouts. And all the other cliches that people say when they had to really grind it out and felt like no one was there. Your life still has writers. Accept that. You really didn't do it alone. The fact that they weren't there, but you have actual individuals that used to be there, actual individuals that you've interacted with, that even if they ain't ride through the trenches and the mud, they ain't come out the mud with you, but they were still there. That's a writer. You may overcome because of that lack of. So, if everybody got their hand in a screenplay, a movie, yeah, they all won't get paid the same, but they all of their names will be in the credits. And that's your life. Multiple writers. Dope. When you have purpose and value, everything is day by day outside normal routines. It's because I don't care how consistent you are and how focused and locked in you are. You kind of got to have a guard up that every day something can be a throw off. Something can be a throw off in a good way. Something could advance that you didn't expect. Something could decline that you didn't expect. Some left shit could happen. Some shit that's like great. This is what I mean about the day-to-day. When you are on a purpose and when you are on the grind. And I apologize because I think I do see a shadow, but I'm not starting over. I think the earlier in the day I do this, the harder it is to not have the shadow. But no excuses. Remember, we don't do do-overs. So anyway, yeah, this purpose you have, this drive you have, it's beautiful when you're fully locked in. You will break through. But you still can't control life. So that's why the day-to-day is critical. Very important to just know and be mindful of that. And still stay on the grind. Still stay focused. Because shit gonna go left. Shit gonna surprise you, good or bad. That's all. That's just the reality of things, right? Right. Who is better at multitasking, men or women? No one gets this all the way. I'll start with that disclaimer. I'm gonna have to ride with the fellas though. And I'm riding with the fellas because we have to have purpose flat out. From the gate, we are active and why we are here. We should be. I'm talking about sound mind and body. Guys that are getting it. Alpha males. Go-getters. All the top dogs, right? So we already have that on the plate. Now, when we chase love and we put our energy there and try to perfect that, So we try to perfect our purpose and we try to perfect our love. So it's more forced on us to multitask. Doesn't mean we're going to get it right. A lot of us don't get it right. A lot of us won't. It kind of plays with the whole physical mental stimulation thing about having to choose one. Because a lot of people won't succeed in this. But that's why I said better at it. That doesn't mean they're going to get it. But I got to give the flowers to the fellas. Because with women, and in today's day and age, they got to be go-getters even more. They got to hustle even more. They got them kids to raise even more by themselves. So they may could feel me a little on this, but yet still dispute that they feel they can multitask. But I don't think they can handle that pressure, because it's pressure to perfect survival and business and perfect love. Voice of Reason says, make it even. You know why you make it even? Because what do we call a woman on her purpose, running it, doing a damn thing? We call that person, we call that woman masculine a little bit, right? So what is she doing? She's being like a male in the business world, because you have to have certain traits to dominate. So Voice of Reason is gonna make us finish even here. Men and women will have a hard time with this. The multitasking is crazy. It's hard to maintain both in business and in love. So just keep that in mind. No, we shouldn't even be in competition of this. Just figure your life. Everything else I've said this segment should come together and make it okay. Make you outlast what people thought you wouldn't outlast. You know what I mean? But multitasking is difficult for both genders. Honestly. And even after making us even, I'm going to end by saying men really have the slight edge. Sorry, ladies. We have the slight edge in the ability to achieve this. But sis, you go ahead. Prove me wrong. Stand tall. But the exception isn't the rule. But I salute you if you're able to show us that. Till the next time, stay safe. I'll holla.